and it's my esteemed pleasure to introduce the president of Emporia State University, Mr. Ken Husch.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. It's an exciting day here at Emporia State University. Thank you all for being here. A big welcome, and we want to extend to David, his wife Bree, two daughters, and the entire family to our Hornet Nation. The Spafford family joins Emporia State at a pivotal time as we are making moves to position ESU to be forward-focused and future-ready. As we move into this new era, we're excited about the depth of experience that David brings to ESU from 22 years spent in the NCAA Division I and Division II athletics. He also brings 5 years of experience uniquely working in the University of Advancement at major universities. In his athletics and advancement roles, he has been part of a fundraising initiatives that have surpassed the $1 billion threshold. His commitment to the student-athlete experience and their education will continue and elevate ESU's tradition of high-performing student-athletes, both on the field and in the classroom. We look forward to David's leadership as he takes the Hornets back to national prominence. David, we'd like to welcome you.
Thank you, President Husch. Faculty, staff, the media, my family, friends and supporters of ESU, thank you very much for the great welcome being here. As this has been about a 35-year trail, journey in life of coming to this particular point in time, and from working at Manhattan High back in the 80s all the way up through the Kansas Shrine Bowl, Kansas State, Wichita State, and then finally the opportunity at Regis to give me that opportunity to be able to be prepared. And all those different areas have given me that opportunity to be prepared, to be ready to go to take on this next great opportunity here at Emporia State. Did put together a few words here, so I guess we'll take a quick look, make sure we're on the right track. At this time, I just want to say that, you know, I stand here humbly in front of you as your servant leader to be able to move forward with knowing that there's a great responsibility ahead of us and to be able to move this university and our athletic department to national prominence on many, many different levels, to be student-focused, take care of our student athletes. We want to make sure we give you the best in class experience while you're here. So that way, when you graduate and we come back to talk to you some more to help build things and support the program, you remember the great times that you had. And when you walk across that stage and want to make sure you have a championship ring on your hand, want to make sure you have that diploma in the other hand, and that you have a job when you get out. That's my promise to you, to make sure we take care of you and to give you those opportunities to be successful in life and to go out and light the world on fire and get ready to go. At this time, you know, as we move forward, looking at everything, obviously we want to continue to aspire to be the best. We want to be the best in the MIAA. We want to be the best in the country. We have to sit down, work together, and identify what do we want to be. Who do we want to be, and how are we going to get there? I want to work on putting together a plan together. I want to learn from you and teach me and indoctrinate me into the Hornet way. And let's get this done together, and we'll be ready to get moving forward. We'll do our own business with integrity, honesty, trust, collaboration, accountability. We've also got to make sure we have a little fun along the way. As we all know, a college athletics can be quite the grind throughout the year, and we want to make sure we're enjoying ourselves and we're having a great time and working forward to meet our goals as we continue to move forward. I'd like to thank President Husch for this great opportunity, the committee, Gary Shear, who is also a co-chair, and Aaron Michaelby. Aaron, thank you for all your support through this whole process. It is a great opportunity to be able to meet everybody. Special thank you to my family. My wife, Brianna, you feel, please stand. Cameron. And Cameron, who's our 16-year-old who will be at Emporia High. And Jacqueline, who will be our sixth grader, who's the youngest of out of all six. So she's ready to go. And I'd be remiss, my other kids who are not able to make it, Christopher, Danielle, and Alex, and Patrick. And Christopher's on his way to Kuwait right now with the United States Air Force, so he'll be gone for about another 9 months. So wish him well on his travels as we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great day to be a Hornet. It's a great day to wear the black and gold. It stingers up. Thank you very much.